everyone, from Dick Chafing and the inimitable Rudolph Hucker. Let's just get straight on with the news!
Lave losers.
The election 1-2-3 of Wolf 1-2-4.
Elite rank confusion as everyone expected to count to 8.
Wager blinded by the sun.
Out of cheese error at Hutton.
Mr. Naked discovers why we don't land on Earthlikes yet. After years of ignoring absolutely everything, as no one cared, the Alliance finally decided to get involved in galactic politics this week. The crew of the Orange Sidewinder, based in the Lave system, decided purely by accident to try and take over the system. War was declared, and as per last week's exciting Alan Stroud announcement, called on pilots to assist them in overthrowing the dated tyranny of the local leading faction. With daily cries of higher, higher, then lower, lower, they were hoping at the end of it all to end up with a warm didn't they do well. It wasn't to be though, as the Alliance brought the big guns to bear and turned the tide of war, rendering any opposition from the Orange Sidewinder team extinct. The situation wasn't helped by the absence of one first technician, Fozza, who, having come down with a bad case of the belly aches, had decided to operate on himself. With only a wrench and an instruction manual, he attempted to give himself keyhole surgery. This would have been fine, other than the manual being the beginner's guide to gynecology. Using only the only available pre-existing keyhole he could find, he is now recovering in hospital and wiping the tears from his eyes. The wrench, sadly, has had to be put down. The Alliance has started referring to Lave Radio as that bunch of losers and claiming that taking a station from its rightful owners is not very nice, and the Sidewinder team should refrain from doing it again in the future. Which is rich from a bunch of pilots who were sore after a soul invasion by them was prevented last week. Maybe sometime soon the Alliance will get a little love, but in the meantime, it's the spare wheel, the also-ran, and the Johnny-come-lately in a galaxy dominated, of course, by genuinely independent factions like Hutton. Oh, those weirdos in the Federation and Empire.
3 months after the successful liberation of the distillery at Epsilon Indy, Hutton has turned the tide of endless war and made headway into the Wolf 1-2-3.
Four, sir.
System. With the system thrown into turmoil by the dastardly pirates Jethro and Jimmy Fiery, Hutton came in with a manifesto aimed at stamping out crime and bringing stability to the system. As such, we now have an election in full swing in the system, and it looks like the dastardly privateers have moved on to pastures new. Any rumours that they were both seen partying at the Hutton Orbital Bar with the Major General are scurrilous and not to be believed, as are any that they were seen leaving Alvin's office with medals pinned to their shirts. According to reporters, the process of winning Wolf 1-2-3...
Four, sir.
Was aided by the use of the relic rescued by the Team Hotbox in the takeover of Van Manen's star from the Mad Monks. According to the ancient script, it is known as the Holy Hand Grenade of Van Manen, and comes with an instruction manual. Part the first. When winneth a system thou wantst, fetcheth thou the holy hand grenade. Part the second. Upon spying thine enemy, pulleth out the pin of the holy hand grenade, and counteth thee to 4.
3, sir.
Yes, 3. Part the third, or fourth. After counting thee to 4...
3.
Knoweth thee thy hand grenade... Throweth thee thy hand grenade of Van Manen at thine enemy's system. Part the fifth, or fourth, send in the clowns.
3, sir. No, 4.
We're not sure about that last bit. Someone tore the bit of paper off. We followed the instructions, and when nothing happened, we just took enough missions to make us look good and then declared an election, which we seem to be winning by default, as everyone hates the current lot.
Outcry at the Pilots Federation this week as the new grading system for pilots everywhere was launched. The traditional rankings of elite, deadly, competent, and utter noob have been replaced by a numerical system to make it easier on future employees to decide who is the best pilot for the job. Newly ranked pilots everywhere are unsure as to whether a number 2 is a good thing or whether 8 is right up there with the best, or whether to add up their points and tell everyone that there are 21. Which is silly. No one's called 21. One commander caught up in the furore, a certain Mr. Hankey of Hutton claimed to now be 4x8 in exploration, and for those that got a 2 in mass, that means that he is a 1, the likes of which we have not seen. Be a -4. Are you confused? We certainly are.
Intrepid Commander Senator Drew of the Empire set out after a midnight premonition this week, determined to gain photographs of an eclipse. Travelling to Meterand Hollow on a tip-off, he parked his ass planetside, set up his camera equipment and checked his watch. Sure enough, a moon spun past his equipment and he missed the shot. Luckily and entirely predictably, the moon passed again about a minute later. And again, a minute later than that. In fact, every minute of the hour. Unfortunately, Senator Drew's reaction time isn't what it used to be, and exasperated with his mistimed shutter action, stepped back from his equipment only to discover that he was stood on the edge of a huge canyon. When he hit the bottom, luckily saved from much harm by his flight suit, he climbed back up into his ASP and left. On checking his photographs, he was dismayed that the sensors had converted the rapidly passing moon into nothing more than a brown smear across his work. We haven't the heart to tell him that eclipses happen daily throughout the galaxy, and they can be found just about everywhere.
With the rumor that Quinns was finally going to be going out of fashion in the coming weeks and be less lucrative than it was, and the rumors that trips to Hutton would be paying out vast sums, a number of commanders started taking any Quinn supplies they could find to the storage facilities at Hutton in order to create Centauri Megagen flavoured Quinn's jam. Having made the journey, invented the recipe, and opened the first ever so sticky batch, they realised one major mistake. There was no cheese. Looking at commodity markets everywhere, it turns out that nowhere has cheese. There is none. No rare pungent cheese, no holy cheese, no cheese slices, no easy squeezy cheese, no trickles of cheese, no brie, no camembert. Cheddar is underwater somewhere on Earth. There are no cheese strings, and there's definitely no boursin. How no one noticed the cheese has wiped out in the galaxy, no one knows. Some people are blaming Thargoids, others the Federation, others the destruction of the ancient creatures at the hands of Ramta. And that would be cultures. Ancient cultures. Oh, man. Here begins a campaign by commanders everywhere. If you find any culture of any sort anywhere in the galaxy, if you smell something rancid, if your milk has been left in the fridge too long and gone a bit lumpy, please contact Hutton immediately, as we are in dire need of the rediscovery of cheese. Please.
And finally tonight, Buck Naked of Lakon Spaceways, that intrepid adventurer, philanthropist, trapeze artist, and nearly new spaceship Supremo, discovered the reason why no one is allowed to land on Earth-like planets yet. On finding a fault in one of his ship navigation computers, he managed to set down at a secret location, complete with atmosphere, active volcanism, oceans, and huge megaflora everywhere. Looking up the survey notes from passing ships, he was dismayed to find the planet contained indigenous life protected by the Pilots Federation instead of the nothing to see here that he was expecting. What ensued can only be described as an incident of Jurassic proportions. His Type 9 was, unfortunately, subject to a forced fornication by a Randy Brontosaurus, and in fear for his life, he boosted away from the planet as fast as possible, pursued by some rather terrifying-looking flying toothy creatures. We remind all pilots that not everywhere is a nice place to land. A bit like Australia, most things out there want to eat you, or sting you, or poison you, or trap you and digest you over the next millennium. It's not a safe place, and we reconfirm the embargo on landing anywhere that has atmosphere at all, especially any events in Hull. Ladies and gentle truckers, on that terrifying Jurassic tone...
Yeah, we'll be leaving the news behind and moving swiftly on with the rest of our show. Although...
But first tonight, in tribute to the losers of the War for Lave, we've got a tune. Everyone, get your lighters out and wave them in the air, as we've got a little bit of Coldplay with Everything's Not Lost, even though it is.
I heard he's a right culture.